If there is no light, are shadows really there? This is where our story begins. A void without form, oblivion engulfing utter nothingness. Until one day, there was light, and darkness was given shape. So, the Titan of Light appeared in the darkness, and the Abyss created her equal, Voss, the Titan of Darkness. Soon after, they fell deeply in love, and coming together, bore the first creation, Imzerel, the Titan of Life. But the Void could not have this, and created for her an equal as well. Emerging from the darkness, Viscarel, the Titan of Death. They lived in harmony together, Imzerel making beautiful creations of her own making. They watched over these beings of imagination and wonder until one day, light shone over the darkness once more, and the Abyss saw the creation of the Titan of Life. Seeing what had been beyond its sight, it created equals for all creation, sent to destroy it and create balance once more. They were unable to stop it, unable to protect what creation had blessed the darkness with. And so, the first of Imzerel's creation, that which we call the predecessors, were destroyed. Rend by grief, Soul separated herself from Voss, in her power, creating so, when one was awake, the other would fall into a deep sleep, creating what we know as day and night. But her love for Voss did not change. To remind him of her passion, she created lights to surround him when she was deep in slumber, what we know as the stars, to keep him company in her absence. Now protected by that which Soul in Voss had sacrificed, Imzerel created protectors and procurers of her creation. The Titans Gilia, the Titan of Air, and Sfloss, the Titan of the Earth and Nature, they came together and bore two daughters, Philore and Kaia. Together they created the world that we now know as Alduin. But it did not come without a cost. Gilia was lost in the time after the creation of Alduin, and because of it, Philore created fire, an element to destroy and punish her father, and Kaia created water to help protect her father from his sister. However, close to the anniversary of her mother's disappearance, Kaia becomes angry and creates a cold and lifeless season. This is what we know as our seasons, summer, fall, winter, and spring. This is the beginning of our world. There are many other stories I could tell. Maybe the Sisters of Seven and their creation of all the animals of the world. Or perhaps how every cognitive species came to be what they are. Elf, dwarf, human. Or perhaps the story of the great Halim Karis, the hero who saved us from the infamous tyrants. Yes, perhaps that story. However, I will save that for the next time. Until then, I will see you on your next trip to come see me. I have many more stories to tell, and yours is just beginning.